You're listening to KCRW. This is Morning Edition. Fast food workers at more than 30 restaurants in L.A. and across the state are planning to walk off their jobs today, demanding that management do more to keep workers safe during the coronavirus pandemic. The protest was inspired by a series of strikes that began Sunday at a McDonald's in L.A., where a worker tested positive for COVID-19. This all comes at a time when some Californians are ordering takeout from fast food joints and also regular restaurants because they're either tired of cooking or they want to support local eateries. Dr. Michael Wilkes is a professor of medicine and global health at UC Davis. We asked him, are the food workers being protected?
It depends on the establishment. We have to remember that many restaurants have suddenly moved into this arena that is takeaway food. And so they're, as owners and operators, on the learning curve. That means their staff is on the learning curve. The workers undoubtedly could be better protected. It's hard keeping people 6 feet apart and making sure that there's protection between staff and the customers who come in. And it's important to clean all of the surfaces, including, the keyboards and the cash registers and all the counters and things. It's not something that they probably used to do once or twice a day. It now needs to be done, hourly. I think those who are greatest risk are the delivery men and women. They've got a really tough job. They can't clean the environment everywhere they go. Some things that we can do to help are to keep our distance, 6 feet, and, to try to use electronic methods to pay whenever we can, trying to avoid, exchange of money and particularly coins that they have to take. And perhaps the greatest risk for these guys is if they do get sick, most of them, I think, have no health insurance, which means that they hold off going to the doctor until they're really, really sick, which means that when they do go, they're vulnerable to huge bills and perhaps bankruptcy. And, this is probably the poster child example for why we need to look much more carefully at some sort of national comprehensive health insurance. This is just, I think, inexcusable.
Now, some customers are concerned, obviously, about the well-being of these workers, but they're also concerned about themselves, whether their food is being prepared safely. What would you say to that?
So this is really interesting. There are a bunch of myths and misperceptions. A lot of it, again, depends on the establishment and the education that these establishments give to their food service workers. A lot depends on then the workers themselves being committed to healthy practices. If the companies push really hard around increasing the volume of food, then workers, like anybody else, are going to cut corners and safety suffers. So there need to be the right incentives to keep people doing the right things. A couple of things about food. Food that is cooked at high temperatures, meaning broiled or baked or fried, and not touched by humans afterwards, is clearly safer than food that's wrapped or assembled after cooking by humans, even if those humans are wearing gloves. And, I think that one of the biggest problems that we're seeing in this whole infection is this concept of gloves, not only by food workers, but everyone. I mean, gloves, I think, are causing more problems than they're solving. Once you get the food delivered to your house, it's important to plate the food, meaning unwrap it and put it into clean bowls and plates and then discard the wrappers. But at the end of the day, it's important for listeners to recognize that touching objects and then touching ourselves is not a common route of spread for COVID. Coronaviruses of all types do not seem to spread by food. They're droplet infections against sneezing and coughing. But, of course, if somebody sneezes or coughs on the food and then touches your food, that is not good at all. But if you do have virus on the food and you swallow it, once it gets into your stomach, it's killed by the acid in your stomach. So it is not going to be transmitted through your GI system. And the USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture, reports that there is not a single confirmed case of people getting COVID from food or food packaging, either in the United States or elsewhere. So I think it's important to recognize that, with some good practices, this is something that people can engage in, and perhaps it will help keep some of the restaurants alive.
That's good to know, Michael. For people, though, who are anxious, say you have an older person at home or someone who has underlying health challenges, if they're trying to be extra careful, I assume best bet is to do your own cooking in-house at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it is the surest thing is to buy your groceries and to eat as much of the food that can be cooked. But again, to keep telling yourself that of all the ways that you can catch this virus, it appears that food is very low on the list.
Dr. Michael Wilkes, thank you so much. We'll look forward to catching up with you again tomorrow.
Great. Talk to you tomorrow, Jerry.